Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3-5. And I'm thinking, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
No,
this is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, A-T-A-Z-P, A-T-A-Z-P, live on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we got Bobby Peoples of TPN1, which is the peoplesnetwork.com, director, producer, actor, and filmmaker in the ATL. And I think I got him on the line. Area code 404, area code 404, Z-Talk, baby.
Yo, this is Bobby.
And
what's
Renee.
Up, Bob? How you doing, Bobby and Renee, his wife?
What's going on?
Hello. How you doing? How y'all doing?
Good. Well, we fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I went to the website, which is www.tpn1.com, and I almost spent the day on there. I was like, I need to watch everything.
That's good. I want that.
Explain exactly what you guys are doing.
Well, we do a lot of things. Right now, we're currently promoting our new television, our new web series called Money, Power, Respect, or NPR for short. So we're definitely plugging that everywhere. It's pretty much is a web series based in Atlanta. You know, it got a lot of family drama, conspiracy, anything you can think of, backstabbing is in the show. And we're just keeping people coming back to the site every Sunday to see new episodes.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. when you guys decided to start this, I mean, I read your bio and you went to a film school, of course. How did you come up with the idea just to start this online and try to, you know, take over online as far as television producers and movie making is concerned?
Well, I mean, the site itself, TPN1, was designed when we first came with the idea was to be like an online network, an IPTV network. So basically what would happen is that when you come to the site at 3 o'clock and, you know, a show started at 3 o'clock, you come there at 3:05, the show is already in progress. So that was the whole idea behind it. But, some things, the technology is not affordable for us right now. So we say, okay, well, we'll still do the site. But we just do it once a week with new episodes. So, but the show itself came in, a year ago. My wife and I, we sat in the bed just talking about we want to do something together because we both are directors in our own right, but we've really never done anything together that we created together. So this is the very first thing that we created together. So this is pretty much our biological baby.
Okay. And all the different, because you got different movies that you have up on there, and also, you got future plans too, as well. Which I all the time when I look at it, I say, "Man, I'm waiting for this to come out. That's a cool title right there." So, name some of the other shows or movies that you're gonna come out with.
Well, we will be doing. Well, we just finished a movie called Ford I Love 2, which is in post production. So we're looking at dropping that sometime later this year. We also have a part three to that. We also have a horror film. It's untitled right now. I think on the site I got it called Invasion, but that title may change. But it's pretty much a zombie film. Then we also do some Christian films as well that we have coming out. We have a movie called Why Lie that we are producing with another company, Whispers of Faith Productions. So we're doing that with them, with Targetta Rose as director. And Renee and myself are coming on as producers and executive producers.
That's cool, man. I'm telling you, like I said, when I went to the website, I was impressed. And I'm going to play a segment, I guess. It's a six-minute segment of Money, Power, and Respect, the one that I kept, like, trying to catch up with all in one day. here it goes right here on ATAZP Live.
How are you? I had an important meeting come up this afternoon. Do you think we'll be able to reschedule our appointment? Okay, that's great. I'll have Margaret call you with the details, okay? Thank you.
Susan, what's this I hear about you leaving us for a while?
Margaret, I got the greatest news today.
Oh, really? What?
I will be inheriting all of my father's property.
Oh, really? How's that?
Well, it seems the old man's time has finally expired, and it couldn't have come at a better time. I, Susan Donovan, will be handling all of his real estate dealings all over Atlanta from this point on.
Oh, God, Susan, I am so sorry.
Margaret, there's no need to be sorry. I'll be moving into the house this evening to wait out my time to have full control in writing in the form of a death certificate.
Damn guilt trip. Well, I have to be so gullible. Eric Donovan, my father, the man who stole my prom date. Now I gotta sit all up in your face and smile and get some of this fortune that I'm entitled to. Well, big sellout. I was being Mr. Nice Guy.
You're by his side right now.
If you say so. We'll be taking a leave of absence from the school for a while.
I didn't realize you and your father were so close.
We're not.
Then why go through all this? Oh, I get it. Waste not, want not. That's what my mother always told me.
Everything you do is hot.
Well, you know, I can't help if I got that
fire. Yeah, okay, fire starter.
Come on, let's go in.
Hold up. I just came to tell you I'm going to be staying at my dad's for a while.
For what?
Well, you know, he's sick and all. He wants me and my brothers and sisters to come stay with him. He's on his dying bed.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Well, you know.
So this means I get to meet Mr. Donovan.
Not that simple.
He's very close to signing the paperwork.
Yeah, well, he owes my family a lot of money, and I intend on collecting every dime, before or after death. It's all the same to me.
Mr. Barton, I called you into my office to talk, not make threats.
Now, you see, that's who you are.
Richard Barton don't make threats. I want my damn money, and I want it now. Now, with you being a lawyer now, you need to handle this.
Once he signs the paperwork, you will get every dime that he owes you.
Now, that wasn't so hard, was it? I expect to be paid a week from today in full. Well, my next visit won't be pleasant.
Thank you.
This is poet, author, Mark Lazy. ATAZP recorded live right here in the basement of Snellville, Georgia, where I saw ya and I heard ya for the first time, but most deaf, not the last, not the last. Taz, T-A-Z is vicious on the recorder and notorious with the beats that creep from the speakers into your ears, turning them into sweeters and seekers of the heat from melodic rhythms that scare you then wear you like denim. Hit 'em up on the web, listen up on MySpace for ATAZP recorded live in the studio.
ATAZP, I'm going to tell you, when I watched that today, I watched it two times. Because first I watched it without recording, not even thinking about it. Then I watched it again. I was tripping all the way through, so it had me intrigued. But there's got to be a lot of people you deal with as far as the writing and production, unless you just have a hand in everything, which I'm going to bow down right now. Because, I could imagine that you got 20 hats on over there.
Well, I mean, I share 20 hats with my wife. As far as the writing concerned, that's both me and my wife's writing right there. We do have some behind the scenes people. You know, my brother DeWitt, he helped out with the camera work. We have our sister Targetta and Jubilee. She helps out behind the scenes. So the actors that we work with, I mean, they're so good to work with that they're step behind the scene if need be and help, you know, move a table here, move a couch there. I mean, so it's all one big happy family with us. So, you know, if you work with the People's Film Company, you are part of our family. We try to keep that on the set always. We, you know, it's not like we work together just to be working for a project. We're working together because we're family.
I got someone on the line, caller area code 803. Z Talk, state your name. Hello? Caller? Well, I see them on the line, but I don't hear them. What is the goal of the company, the People's Network? What exactly, where are you trying to take this? Because like I said, when I look, y'all had me there for a few hours. And I done told people already, I done spread the word. You might need to go check this out. So I've been telling everybody. So what is it looking like in the future for the People's Network?
Well, like I said before earlier, that, you know, we are designed to become an online television network, also a distribution company. So we're more than just a production company. Those are our future short-term goals, to have that established and up and running by this quarter next year.
Cool. Like I said, I was totally impressed and blown away. I had seen you guys on MySpace, and I checked out a couple of the clips from one of the movies. It was a Dracula movie with vampires. I don't know the name right off the top of my head, but I remember the subject matter, where the lady that started it was sort of like beating everybody down. I was feeling it too.
that's Night of the Jackals. That's a movie that my wife and I, we both executive produced that. That was actually written and directed by my brother DeWitt Jones. And the girl you're referring to is Targetta Rose. She was also one of the producers on that and the lead in that particular film.
Okay, cool. You got any other websites or any information where people can hit you up at and get with you?
The website, tpn1.com. You know, my email is bobby@tpn1, renee@tpn1. That's Renee with two E's. So we're very easy to get to, approach. I mean, we're always doing things. You know, like we said, we start NPR. This is the first season. We already planning stages of the second season. So we just doing what we got to do. Matter of fact, I forgot to mention earlier, we're actually starting a feature film called The Pursuit of the American Dream that we're in co-production, that I'm writing and directing with this company from Africa called Global Media. So we're doing our first international film as well this year. So we're kind of happy about that. Well, we just cast for it. We start shooting August 15th. That's the shoot date, August 15th. And you're going to see some very new faces that we haven't worked with before, but we've seen some of their work. But also, with the People's Network, we also give actors a shot that they probably normally wouldn't get elsewhere. I mean, you know, we pay what we can pay. I'm not saying that we want free work all the time. I mean, you might spend all day on Tyler Perry's set and make $75, but yet we'll put you in a star role and probably pay you $25. So, I mean, you got to weigh your options. You know,
$25
per day. Yeah, per day. So if you got to weigh your options. Well, you're going to be in Tyler Perry and be in a crowd and not be seen and make, you know, three times as much, or be on our set, make less, but yet you will be seen. So, you know, we kind of leave that for the actors who want to work with us. You know, some people come on board just to get some footage for their reels. I mean, we did a reel for a guy a couple of weeks ago. I think his name is Ron Lowe, and he just booked a gig with Tyler Perry. I mean, so we definitely a stepping stone for a lot of actors. So we encourage people to come and check us out.
What about music producers? Are you already set with the music? Because every time I interview different artists behind scenes, they always ask me, you know any places where I can shop my music at and whatnot, and I notice you had music in the Money, Power, Respect, of course. And I just wonder, are you looking for different artists to submit music to you for your movies?
Well, we're not looking for different artists particularly. I mean, we are a family-owned operated business, so pretty much my brother-in-law, Seth Warren, who owns Coalition Recordings, he's been doing most of our work, but also I want to scoop in music business, so I pretty much do a lot of music myself.
I'm gonna chime in there. We did look. We sent out a message, an email, looking for music for For Thy Love 2, and we got an overwhelming response in regards to it. And we got a lot of good underground artists that sent in their music that we are going to use for the soundtrack. With the movie. So every now and then we will send something out, you know, just looking for music from different artists just to give a different flair, you know, so it won't sound the same every time.
Right. Yeah. We have given that chance and that break. You know, we love the R&B and the neo soul artists. We definitely love those. So if anybody listening out there and you got some good neo-soul R&B, we definitely will check you out for sure.
Okay, cool, because I do music as well, and I know a lot of underground artists around the country through the radio show, not just this one. I've only been doing it 2 years, but I have my own radio show on my website as well. I've been doing it for 5 years. So, hey, if I think of anything that might sound like something you guys might like, I might pass it on to you just, you know, so you can check them out, just to see, you know, if you could use them.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're here to, you know, to help and uplift. It's like we want to be uplifted as well. So we're always here to listen.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I said, I'm so glad that you guys came in. Being that you live in the Atlanta area, I'm going to invite you right now to my annual house party that I have every year, and we record for the web radio show as well. We have performers come through and perform at our house. And it's just a house party with, you know, a whole lot of food. I'm going to stress that at least 3 times. And you guys can come on through, meet a couple of folks, you know, and then, you know, just fellowship. We do this once a year, and it's October the 10th this year, the Saturday before Columbus Day. We do it every year. So,
okay, well, that's definitely put us on the middle list. And also, Mike, while you're putting that out there, we also do an annual Halloween party.
Okay.
We're not sure we're going to host that this year because each year they've gotten bigger and bigger. But, you know, definitely check on our website. And I know a lot of the actors that we work with will be there as well. So we will be doing an annual Halloween party. So we want to invite you out as well to that. But definitely put us on your middle list for your party because we like food too.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, that's Bobby Peoples and Renee Peoples of TPN1.com. I want to thank you again for doing the show, and we'll definitely talk again when you got a new project out. I'm going to hit you guys up, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, cool, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for everybody for listening and having us on the show.
Thank you.
No, you're most welcome. Thank you.
All right.
That was Bobby and Renee on ATAZP. We're going to play a little something as we're waiting for Amber Ojeda to come in, gifted singer, and we'll talk about her and play a couple of her songs as well. I'm going to try to call her one more again, 803. I still see him on my switchboard. Call her 803, Z-Talk, baby. Identify yourself. Hello, caller. I still don't hear them, so I guess they might be listening in. But what we're going to do, we're going to drop a song. I guess it's the ATAZP song. Miss V, my girl Miss V, you got to let me go on ATAZP Live.
From chocolate fantasy.
Hey, this is Deborah Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz Production online radio show.
It's TAZ on ATAZP. We have a caller on the line, 619-619 Z Talk, baby.
Hey, it's Amber Ojeda.
Hey, Amber, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Like I said to you earlier today, I went on the MySpace and I listened to your music and I was blown away and I was like, I've got to get her on the show. Now, normally, you know, y'all divas, I'm going to call you and put you with the divas. Y'all divas usually have, I mean, it'd be hard for them to get y'all on the show. Got to talk to my management, go through here, go through there, but you just straight zapped me and hit me back, and here you are on the show, and I'm glad you came on.
Oh, well, thank you for requesting me. Yeah, I think I'm one of the few that actually respond to everybody on my own.
Well, that's cool. Well, that's cool. I mean, it's more personal that way, and it beats the middleman because a lot of people do shuck and jive and try to be big time. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But I'm glad that you're on. Explain exactly what you do, how you got into singing, and how you got into doing the music that you do.
Well, I've always been into music ever since I can remember. My family's always been really into dancing, how to it, singing. My grandfather has a beautiful voice and really kind of propelled my love and fascination with standards and, you know, the old school greats like Miles Davis and Frank Sinatra and Harry Belafonte. So it kind of got imprinted in me as a young kid. And growing up through school, I just stayed active in programs, and here I am.
Okay, do you write your lyrics, or do you do any of the music? Do you have a hand in that? Or because, I mean, everything that I heard was so funky, so jazzy, and I'm like, I guess you was like, well, I like this groove. That's what we're going to use. But I just wanted to know, do you have a hand in that?
Well, all the lyrics and all the vocal arrangements are all for me, always. Maybe one or two of my songs I have a writing partner, but it's usually from my own head. And then the music side of it, I definitely have a hand in it. It's different producers send their stuff to me, and you know, it's one of those situations where I have to listen to it when I'm on Pro Tools so I can sing along, because usually the first thing that comes out of my mouth just off the top of my head is what I stick with.
Okay.
So,
cool.
So musically, it takes different forms. It's either through beats from producers, or I'll sit with my band and we'll create something from scratch. The lyrics and the vocal arrangements, all me, always.
Okay, explain the song So Lovely.
So Lovely. It came from really feeling connected to a certain individual at that point in my life. And, you know, it was just the best way I could describe wanting to be connected with him for a long time. And So Lovely is exactly how I felt. You know, when you just fall in love and you want to be there forever, and the air feels different, the moon looks different, everything in your world is so lovely. That's what that song is about for me.
And that's exactly what I'm going to play, Amber Ojeda. So Lovely on ATAZP.
Here we go. Staring at the sky, baby, just you and I, just taking in the night. You know how we do. No place I'd rather be but here with you. This time I felt so right. Your love makes me wanna say
Funky is all the outdoors, yeah. So you just came up with the whole vocal arrangement and the people yelling woo in the back.
That's on me.
Sound like a party going on in there.
I know, but you know when you fall in love and it feels like a party, that's exactly the feeling that I was feeling at that moment.
And everything is written by you, vocal arrangements by you as well.
Everything.
That was hot. And like I said, I don't listen to them until I listen to them on the show. Yeah. And I didn't know when it ended because I still was jamming. At the very end. You know, I was still like, yeah. So I'm liking that. When you go and perform, do you perform with a band?
Yeah, all live bands.
Okay, cool. Cool. Tell me the story that you told me on the phone when people look at you in the R&B clubs and whatnot.
They always sneak it up on stage and they're like, what does this girl think she's about to do? And it's always really funny to me because I always get really nervous, of course. And then once I start singing, everybody sits down and it's always kind of like, yes.
Yeah.
So it's very validating to capture the audience. Like, even if they don't want to like me, I start singing and they all stick around, usually.
Yeah.
better knock on them. They seem to, thus far. So far, so good.
I kind of see they do. because I know I'm, in a minute I'm going to be asking you where can I get the CD. So, of course, so I can pump it. Ladylike, the song Ladylike.
Yes.
What's that about?
Well, after feeling so lovely, of course, not all good things stay forever. And I found myself recently single. And this is just, you know, I've been dancing it off. Heartbreak, you got to sing it out or dance it off. And I've been dancing it off lately. And I was at a club and I was noticing a gentleman that really had all the attention in the room. And I thought he was very charismatic. And just from that experience and taking in his swagger and kind of just how every woman seemed to swoon to him, I came up with this song. You know, and there's always one in every club or really in any area you ever go to. There's always somebody that's capturing the attention of all. And I wrote the song for that gentleman.
Okay. Ladylike. Here you go.
Slow, babe, and lullaby. Sexiest thing on a Saturday night. Got all the girls looking. Your hair is done. Gear is tight, ladies line up just to testify. Tell me how you do it, 'cause they be saying.
Nephew, Mr. B-U-G-C, I guess we related because we got disease in our name. Feel me? So I'm G-A-Z of A-T-A-D-P Live. Check out the Mr. Bug Show on Blog Talk Radio.
A-T-A-Z-P with Amber Ojeda. That song, I like that song too as well. What would you describe your style? I mean, sounds a little...
I would say it's jazz soul, and depending on the song, it's got a little hip-hop thrown into it.
Mm-hmm.
So jazz soul influenced by hip-hop.
So who do you like that's out there, that's singing, female singers?
That are alive?
Yeah, that you like, that you, you know, kind of...
I really like Lauryn Hill. I really like Estelle. I really like Adele, who's a young singer-songwriter, more folky out of, I want to say, Wales. I saw her at Hollywood Bowl last week, and she was phenomenal. I tend to gravitate towards male singers just in general, but those, I guess, would be the core lately that are in rotation in my car. I'm liking Jasmine Sullivan as well.
Okay. And obviously you like hip-hop a little bit, too.
Yes, of course.
Because I noticed that in the first song. You know, like,
Bus
16.
You know who I'm really into right now, too, is Little Dragon.
Nah, I'm not familiar with
Little Dragon. Oh, educate yourself. Oh, my God. They're amazing. Amazing. They're
and what's the name of it? What's the name again?
Little Dragon.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm about to check that out.
Yeah.
I like to be educated on different music. I try to listen to it all.
Okay.
What is some of the places that you've, performed at?
Within the last, since I've been performing in Los Angeles, I've done the House of Blues, I've done the Belly Up in San Diego, I've done Temple Bar many times. Last week I just did Zanzibar. Next week I'm going to be doing Little Temple. The Derby, which is a really famous spot, which unfortunately closed down a few months ago, I think. But pretty much everywhere around Los Angeles and San Diego, anywhere and everywhere that will have me and I can have a good time and bring people.
Okay. I've got a caller on the line, 478, area code 478, Z-Talk. Hello, caller? I don't hear them. I'm going to click them back off. As far as you are performing all over the California area, basically, in Los Angeles area, I'm going to have to come and check you out in San Diego because that's where my wife is from. And I'm going to try to look on your schedule and see. What's your MySpace page and your information website so people can purchase your music?
Well, right now you actually don't have to purchase it. I'm sponsored by Wonka Chocolate. So if you go to my MySpace at www.myspace.com/AmberOjeda, you can click on the True Anthem widget and download everything for free.
Okay, cool.
And you spell my name, O-J-E-D-A is how you spell my last name, in case there's any confusion. But if you go to the MySpace, it'll tell you all about my upcoming shows, pictures. It'll have my YouTube channel on it with videos of live performances and my music that you can download for free or add to your page or whatever you feel like doing with it.
Now, are you working on anything else that's new? I'm sure you are, but...
I probably have about 7 new songs that I'm in my back pocket. But really, right now, I've been focusing on networking and expanding my community. So I've been writing a lot of hooks for rappers. I've been doing collaborations and writing music for other people's projects. I think that the one that recently came out is called New and True to You. And it's with a phenomenal rapper from Arizona named Phyllis Cypher. And if you just look up Amber Ojeda and Phyllis Cypher, and type in New and True to You, I'm sure the song will pop up and you can download it. And I just finished writing a hook for a very, very phenomenal artist named Deuce Eclipse. It's a rapper from the Bay Area, originally from, I want to say, Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm. Or does it sound like I heard of that name before? Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal. So, you know, just having fun and getting outside. Because, you know, as much as I love jazz and soul, it's really fun to write outside of my own genre as well and kind of branch out musically and not pigeonhole myself. So although this is what I like to perform for my own music and with my band, there's really many ways to express yourself, and I'm really tapping into that and having fun.
Well, hit me up on my web, on my email again so I can get your email address. And that way I can send you a few beats because I do music as well. Been doing music
Perfect.
For a minute.
Yes. And yeah. For anybody listening as well, I always listen to everybody's music. It may take me a while to get back to you, but I do give everybody full attention. So pass me some stuff. Again, you can contact me on my MySpace, www.myspace.com/AmberOjeda. And I look forward to listening to your music.
Okay. Well, just make sure you hit me back on my email so I can get your email address, and I will send you a couple of beats as well. I want to thank you for being on the show. I mean,
of course.
Like I said, when I listened to the music, I was enamored. I was there feeling you all the way. The song Don't Rush, explain that.
Don't Rush was really a song I wrote to myself because I have the tendency to overanalyze things and stress myself out. So Don't Rush was really just kind of a lesson, and it's not always in my time, even though I'd like to think that everything is, and I just needed to not rush, to chill out pretty much.
Amber, I want to thank you again for being on the show. Much success to you. And we will definitely keep in contact, and whenever you got something new, I want you to feel free to hit me up because, like I said, I love your music. I'm sorry my co-partner could not be here because she is having trouble with her television network trying to get this circuitry right. So she apologizes for not being here, and I know she's going to listen to the show and go, wow. So she'll probably be contacting you as well to have you on her television network that launches later on this year.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Tell her I say hi and no worries, and I'll speak to her next time I'm on.
All right, Amber. Don't rush, Amber. Amber Ojeda on ATAZP. We ended it out. See you next week.
Oh, you will still get through it. Put your trust and love at the castle and in me.
www.gwriteonline.com. That's www.